Thank you for calling customer service. This is Kiara. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a transaction, you guys, to call for my credit card, my debit card, that I did not authorize. I only authorized $6.95 to try a sample that was advertised by Robin Roberts for some cream. And now you guys just took the liberty to go in and take $59.95 off of my card last night. And I didn't authorize that. And then they took off another $6.95. I haven't even received the sample. And they're just taking the liberty to take my money off of my card. And I want my money put back on my card.
Yes, ma'am. I certainly do understand. I do apologize for the inconvenience of that. We do want to help you with this today. Could you tell me your zip code?
90061.
90061. Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Gloria Wells.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. And also, one more thing. Could you tell me your street address and your city and state?
427 West 110th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90061.
Thank you so much for that information. One moment. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. I do see that we sent you out a smartwatch. It does help track your heart rate and oxygen. I also do see that we charge you for the watch now on the 31st at $59.95. That is a one-time only charge for the watch. It is disclosed in the terms and conditions that 14 days later we charge you for the watch.
Okay, yeah, I did receive a watch, and it doesn't even work. Basically, I thought this was for something different. Evidently, I'm wrong. $6.95, what was the $6.95 for?
The $6.95 was for the shipping to receive the product.
Okay, you charged me that a few days ago when I ordered it, and then they turned around and tried to send something else with this and or charge another $6.95. Then again, they charged again last night $6.95. Basically, I wasn't even clear on how many days or whatever. I don't want this watch. It's not working. You know, it's not charging. It doesn't even come on. Basically, they can have it back. I don't want it. I definitely would not spend $59.95 for something that looks like this. So how do I send, what do I need to do to get my money back on my card and send them their product back? Because that's not feasible for me.
We can offer you a $10 refund on the watch to keep it today.
I don't want no $10. I'm not going to give them no $60-some for that rubber watch. Okay. I don't want that. I don't want it. And it was misleading because I didn't even see anything about that. Came to me some kind of way from I forgot even how it came up on my page. And it was like you won a watch or whatever through some, it wasn't no weird app. It was something that I'm already connected to for being, it was like, oh, thank you for being a good customer. And all you need to do is pay your shipping and handling $6.95. I didn't see anything anywhere for $59 or whatever. So all of this misleading stuff and people having my card and what have you, you know, it's just wrong on so many levels. And then once you get my information, the customer's information, you have their information, and if they just take the liberty to go in, take money off anytime they want. And I don't want that continuing to happen to me. They don't have a right to just go take my money off of my card and not contact me and say anything, you know, to say, do you want the product? We're going to be, you know, taking the $59.95 off or whatever. They didn't even give me that option, you know, and I don't, like I said, I wouldn't pay $59.95 for it. This thing doesn't even work. It's just, you know, sitting here in the box. I had my grandson to put it together, and it still, it wouldn't even charge. So it's like a piece of junk, you know. So all of these games that they're playing, you know, and I'm not gonna go back and forth. I need to know my options. And the only thing I heard you just say was $10 off, you know, like they're doing me a favor. They can't do me no favors. The only thing they can do is give me my money back or tell me how to get their product back to them and send me my money, put my money back on my card.
Yes, ma'am. We can offer a $20 refund for the watch.
Okay. You know what? Because I see this is going to go back and forth. Do that. Do the 20. I'm going to, you know, find out what I can find out. I know it's not your fault. You work for the company. You know, you're just a middle person. I already know that. So basically, refund my $20 back on there because I had just put money on my card to pay a bill. When they took that off, it showed up Pacific Standard Time to me around 8-something last night. And the bank that I deal with my card, they were closed. So I just got off the phone with them. And they were telling me to call and speak with the company. I thought this was the makeup company because I ordered a sample of $6.95. So I'm gonna stop even doing that because I see that these companies are just taking the liberty once they get your information and just, you know, running off, taking off with it, just taking money whenever they want because they have your card information. So, okay, I'll go for the $20 off. If they can put that back on my card, and then I'll do whatever else I need to do because I'm not pleased. I'm very disappointed with how they just took $59 off of my card, and then are you showing that they took another $6.95 as well, right?
I'm only showing $6.95 once, and then $5.90. I see $6.95 once, and $59.95 once. Now, I can go up to a $40 refund for that charge for you as a courtesy for you to keep, and you can keep the product.
Okay, that's fine. If you can do that, I appreciate your help mm-hmm. because this is no scam for me. I had not a clue. And like I said, that money, I just deposited $100 on my card yesterday to pay a bill. And then when I get the alert last night, I was just like, I cannot believe this with everything that's going on in this world. That they're just, you know, and the watch doesn't work. It doesn't work. Okay. I can't even charge it.
Okay. Have you tried inserting it into a USB charger?
Yes.
When you take off the brace, you take the brace and stick it inside a USB adapter to charge mm-hmm. it? Okay. So
yeah.
I can ship you out another one so that you can have a working one.
Yeah, if you think if they're gonna charge me, that's okay, and I truly appreciate your good customer service. But I don't want them to keep going on my card and taking things off. I can't afford it. You know,
right? There, so, it was a one-time only charge, and I'm gonna make sure you know I'm gonna make sure I refund $40 and close this out so we can't charge you anymore, and I can ship you out a new watch. Not you know you won't be charged for that. That's on us, and I'll ship you out another watch. So you can at least have a functioning watch.
Okay. I appreciate that because I do deal with, you know, my blood pressure when it elevates. That's why I ordered it, said okay
right.
when they mm-hmm. sent it to me to, you know, so when I get out and walk or something,
right.
I can see what my heart rate is because I didn't, you know, the Apple watches are so expensive and what have
right.
you. Yeah. But what's your name?
Kiara.
Kiara, thank you so much. Like I said, hey, it's good to get someone on the phone that has some empathy and professionalism to understand that a person is telling you the truth. You know, I had not a clue that, you know, they were taking anything off of my card at this present time, because if it had been functioning, I would have told you, okay, well, fine, I know who you are, because like I said, I thought it was the $6.95 for the cream that I ordered through Robin Roberts. And because I've had like four attempts on my debit card with someone trying to draw $6.95, $6.95, $6.95, and then $59.95. So I'm like, wait a minute, you know, this is too much, and it only left me with $40 on my card, and now you know I have to put the money together to go pay this bill today. So whatever you can put back on there, I appreciate it. How long it takes before it will show back up on my card?
We do advise about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you again. And your company, you're an asset. If they don't know it, you're an asset, you know, to QC like that, you know, which means you qualify the call and listen to the customer. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime, ma'am, and I do apologize for the inconvenience, but it was my pleasure to assist you today and provide you with the $40 refund and reship the product for you so you can have a functioning watch, okay?
All right. Thank you again. Enjoy your day and be safe.
Okay, one more thing. You will receive an email within 24 to 48 hours regarding your refund, okay? And I did close everything out, so no one can charge you again for the watch, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank
you.
You're
welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer service, and you have an awesome day. Goodbye.
You do the same. Thanks. Bye.